27 Wildest Days, Day 3. Today, when I could do nothing, I started off by feeling ignored. Yeah, it's all about me, baby. Mass graves are being dug. Services are both overwhelmed and shut down. Those who are not sick or about to get sick are likely to survive in a very different world from the one we all took for granted until a few weeks ago. But I feel ignored. I did this. I caught myself. I realized the absurdity of my actual self. And rather than take myself off and dive into work in social isolation, I went back to the kitchen table and sat down with Grazi, the person I love and who recently saved my life by not allowing me to be an asshole any longer. She began to weep. Of course she did. Here's a couple of things they don't tell you about sheltering in place. You are forced to look at yourself without a mirror. Mirrors blind us, show us nothing but our own insane beliefs about the best versions of ourselves. If you want to look at yourself, break all the mirrors. We are constantly distracted by routine that is at the same time essential to modern life and destructive of our souls. Stop the distraction and the soul thrives. Like newly clean urban air, we become fresh. Slough off the dry skin and grow. Growth comes at a cost, like aging itself. I once complained to a friend that I was working too much and getting older. It's better than the alternatives, he said. Today, when I could do nothing, I took the time to break another mirror.